This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Ping.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, welcome and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today's topic is something that I know at my age I'm certainly interested in. It's on longevity. And throughout the show, I'm going to be sharing a lot of simple things that we can do in just a 24-hour period that is going to help us live longer. When I started, looked at some research around this topic and everything, it was so fascinating to me how simple it really is on a daily basis for us to do very simple kind of sound bites, as we call it in the radio world, sound bites of things that don't take a lot of time. They don't really even take a lot of energy, but what they do to help keep the body healthy is absolutely amazing. So that's what today's show is on. It's on about longevity and how you can do simple things, simple tips to be able to live longer. I'm also going to be taking your calls, so if you have a question for me about today's topic or about your health, you can call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good for U.S. callers, Canadian callers, and international callers, 877-230-3062. I have two events that I've scheduled in Eagan, Minnesota. The first one is an evening of readings, which is going to be taking place on May 2nd, Friday, May 2nd, from 7 to 9 p.m., that's Central Standard Time. In this event, what I do is I talk about the energy, and I'm going to be talking about the two big emotions that we're really going to be working with and getting rid of in the year of 2014, and that is guilt and worry. So I start the evening of readings talking about energy, how it impacts us, where we are in this whole kind of sequence of flow in this higher consciousness and how it's going to be impacting and affecting our life. And then what I do is I just draw names from a hat or a basket, and I just answer questions from the audience, and I try to answer as many questions as possible within that two-hour time frame. So that's the Friday night event on May 2nd. And then on Saturday, May 3rd, I actually have an all-day workshop that I'm going to be teaching. Excuse me, and that workshop is on celestial helpers, learning how to enter into conversations with them and understanding how they serve us. One of the things that I found a while back when I was, when I was trying to really get a sense of how we interact with the souls that are not in form, guides, angels, and so forth, and there's varying orders and realms and a lot of information on how that hierarchy of the universe is. And I started asking questions. And so what they said is they asked me a question. They actually asked me two questions, and it kind of threw me for a loop, honestly, when they first did. My personality has to think about it a lot. But they asked me is, why is it as humans you don't ask the questions you really desire the answers? And I thought, well, that's kind of strange because we're always asking questions. The key word was desire. We ask a lot of questions, and I said, don't you get bored with all the questions that we ask? My gosh, there's so many of us in form. Aren't you inundated with all of this? And the answer is no. We hear all of those questions, but what we're waiting for is waiting for that question that you will ask for what you desire that won't be influenced by other people's perception of what those questions should be. So I had to ponder that. And then they asked me, is the second question is, why don't we stay long enough as humans, long enough in that place of consciousness and openness that will come in and you can hear your answers? So why do you get so busy being busy and forgetting that you need to have that space of mind, that place of mind, that quietness of mind, that awareness of mind, as they kept telling me, for you to be able to hear the answers to the questions that you have asked on what you desire. So very, very interesting. And one of the things that I said, well, oh my gosh, now I really need to think of that, because what if I don't ask the question? And what they said is, don't worry about it. We hear all the questions. Just ask and ask and ask. And once you filter through all the things you think you should ask and all the things that other people want you to ask, then you will get down to the question to find the answer, what you truly desire. So the Celestial Helper Workshop, I go in and I talk about these realms and these orders and how they work with us and when we call them in and how we can go into dialogue with them. First thing is, as I shared, is questions. The next thing is to go in and to use your voice in a calm, clear manner, having clarity in your questions. That's another thing. And then how do you hear the answers? So it's a very interesting workshop. It's an all-day workshop. That's going to be happening on May 3rd, that Saturday in Eagan, Minnesota. If you want more information on each of the events, just go to my website, www.ritberger.com. And then just go through and you can see all the information in the homepage. There'll be a couple of moving banners. There'll be a couple slides on Celestial Helpers and then on the Evening of Readings. Just click on them. You can register online. And if you live in the Midwest and I hear you're getting great warm weather. In fact, I got an email from one of my dear friends in Minneapolis and said, we are breaking out our swimsuits. It's going to be 70 degrees. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, it goes from snow and inches of snow to 70 degrees. But you know, Minnesota people and the Midwest people and the East Coast people are all very resilient. And when it gets anything above 32, those shorts, those tank tops and those swimsuits come out. So anyway, but the weather should be good. So I hope you'll join me in Eagan, Minnesota on May 2nd and May 3rd. So when I was starting the research as far as how about this living longer, I really went in and, you know, there's the common sense things about eating right, getting enough rest, and the things that we are conditioned to do when we're children, even though we may fight the foods that we eat. But as we get older, a lot of those things that we remember doing to keep us healthy, to make us grow big and strong, as we would go into those adolescent years and those teenage years and everything, about the time we hit the mid-20s, all of those memories seem to go away. And then we go into a place where life is pretty much running us. And so I started looking at it from that perspective and really asked myself, what is the key to living longer? And the answer I got was proper maintenance of the body. And while that's obvious, and oh my gosh, I was almost kind of blushed when I heard that answer, is that most of us are so busy being busy that we're really not even aware of what our body's doing until something hiccups or it breaks down. So it helped me to step back away from the body and instead of seeing it as a bunch of organs and glands, really bringing it down to that finite part of what the body is. And really what it is it's a massive amount of cells. And it's important to remember that each cell is designed perfectly in a way to keep us well. They give us energy and they direct other cells how to interact with them and then function in a unified way within the human body. But most important, they actually serve as anti-aging mechanics. And I love that thought of a mechanic, because if you're nice to your mechanic, then the mechanic works with you. And if you don't, then the mechanic goes on strike. Well, it's all the same way about the cells. If we treat them right, what they do is they actually tune up the body on a daily basis. That's part of their DNA programming. But on the other hand, if we don't treat them right, what they do is they slow down, they wear down, they break down. But they really lose their capacity for keeping us feeling young and to really keep the body, the other cells, working optimally. So the result is that we actually age faster. So really when it comes to proper maintenance, it's really up to us and to be able to do things on a daily basis within 24-hour period of time that we can actually help our cells do what they're designed to do, which is to keep us healthy, to give us energy, and to work at those anti-aging mechanics, and to be really give our cells what they need in order for them to be vital, to be healthy, and then for us to live longer. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at it in 24-hour period, and we're really going to go in, and so we're going to start with our day. when we first put our feet on the ground, that first 45 minutes of your day is, and how you're going to cope with the day and how you're going to deal with stress and all of the distractions begins in that first 45 minutes. If your first 45 minutes is rushing to your iPhone or your BlackBerry or smart device, whatever it is, to see what's in that email box, to see what your day is going to be, you're actually going to start the day in a very stressed mode. And so what we're going to do is we're going to start our day with something very simple, a 7-minute light exercise routine such as yoga. All the research that I've ever done as far as the healing capacity of the body and the well-being of the body, whether we're dealing with cancer, minor aches and pains, yoga is the top of the list. And yoga doesn't have to be a full workout, an hour workout, just 7 minutes of stretching. By the time we're 50, our heart is actually beaten 2 billion times. Gosh, think about that. That's a lot of wear and tear on the cells themselves that are in the heart. And what it does is that 2 billion beating actually causes those cells to get really tired. I mean, that's almost obvious. So what we do is when we go in and we practice yoga, and there'll be poses. There are certain poses that I haven't quite mastered. So honestly, I'm avoiding those in that 7-minute workout, but I do the ones that I can and the ones that help stretch me and give me that limberness that we need. And then what I do is in that, those cells, it actually lowers my heart rate in that quiet zen place and that stretching, and it relaxes the blood vessels and it reduces the stress of the morning, that because my brain's already got going. And it's really important that we do something that bypasses that mind, that brain, and the mind, the psychological part, to trigger that stress response in the body. In fact, a recent study found that there are more than 36% more heart attacks on Monday than there are on Sundays. So something to be really mindful of is how you start your day, and avoid the technology part of it, and just get up and just stretch and do that light 7-minute workout. And what that will do is it will clear the cobwebs out of the mind. It'll get rid of any kind of chemistry changes that happen when you were in the sleep state, because the body's still working, and it will start your day in a relaxed, quiet, zen place where you actually are not as stressed. The next important thing for us to do is to eat breakfast. Now, many of us, because we're busy, we're headed out the door, we have families that we may need to tend to, maybe we overslept, whatever it may be, there's a standard rule of thumb about eating, and that is eat breakfast like a king, eat lunch like a prince, and then eat dinner like a pauper. Your entire day and the well-being of the cells and the well-being of how they're going to function the entire day begins with that breakfast. And you know, one of the most common problems that we have with aging, and that aging can start as young as 40, that we start to notice in both male and female, is we start to notice those wrinkles. There's two substances, collagen and elastin, that make up like this supportive scaffolding beneath the skin, kind of like a hammock. And then when we're young, that scaffolding is intact and our skin appears smooth. But when we get older and the cells themselves start to get that wear and tear, it's as if that scaffolding is actually breaking down. And what happens is it's like a hammock. The strings start to cut and they start to wear away from the edges and everything. And then what occurs that's even worse is sugar in our bloodstream can latch onto those strings and actually tie them a knot. Now what we have is we've got cells are actually being blocked of that nutrient that they need of the good diet that we eat with breakfast. So what are some of the things that we can do? Stay away from sugar. That's one of the things that I tell people, and especially stay away from sugar-laden breakfast items. I know it's easy to grab something as you're going out the door, but start your breakfast with something such as oatmeal if you don't have an oat allergy, and eggs. Eggs have got a little bit of a bad rap. We can eat eggs. They're very good in protein. They're very easy to digest, and unless you have an allergy, of course. But what oatmeal does is it's got a low glycemic index, so it raises the blood sugar level on a more steady basis instead of that high and low that we get. So there's that slowness that being able to work with the glycemic, the sugar, and then the protein in eggs actually boost our metabolism, which is a perfect combination for warding off wrinkles. Plus, what it does is it helps keep our weight in check. The third thing that we can do, and that can be mid-morning, we're so many times conditioned to eat two, maybe three times a day, but snacks are really important because they tell the cells, listen, you're burning a lot of energy. You work with me. I'm going to work with you. So snack on berries about 10 o'clock in the morning. And what that does is we know from research is that berries are very, very effective for staving off cancer. And cancer is that big, frightening C word. And what we get is that when we get the diagnosis of cancer, then it's like everything that was important or urgent, I should say, suddenly goes out the door. And now what we want to do is we want to focus on what's important. A lot of the anti-cancer weapons that we have can be found in our pantry. Foods that really sound good that help with that is staying away from sugar, of course. But what you want to do is you want to go in and eat things that are good, such as the berries, the things that metabolize, things that contain antioxidants. Look at foods that are alkaline. Look at foods that reduce inflammation and oxidize the stress response in the body, so it's easier for the body to be able to get rid of it. So just go in and look at what you have in your refrigerator and what you have in your pantry, things that you could take for that 10 o'clock snack in the morning. Berries are perfect, maybe a little bit of steamed carrot if you're not allergic to peanut butter, a little piece of celery with a little bit of peanut butter, maybe an apple slice with a little bit of peanut butter. All of those things are wonderful snacks in the morning because of the protein and the way that they are so rich with antioxidants, and they give the body that low glycemic, that low glycemic boost that it needs in order for us to be able to keep those cells running on all eights. So there's a couple of the things that we can do. I want to take some calls before we have to go to that break. So let's take Sandy from Florida. Hi, sweetie.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Well, I kind of want a general reading
okay.
on my body.
Okay. So I'm going to start out energetically. And what I want to do, sweetie, is I'm going to energetically, I'll give you a completely different picture. And I'm going to show you, reveal some of the places that have congestion in your energy field. And my sense is you're going to tie that to what's going on physically. Does that sound like a good way to start?
That's fine.
Perfect. Okay, so what we're going to do is we always start at the crown of the head. And the reason for that is that the chemistry of the brain is very impactful to what happens within the glandular system of the physical body. So we have that seventh chakra, that's that crown chakra. Energy flows through there. It's flowing through. I can feel it in the sixth chakra. You're having real moments of insight, of intuition. I think that's part of why you're asking a lot of the health-related questions that you are, trying to get bigger and more a broader perspective of what's going on. I go down into the fifth chakra, which is tied to the thyroid. I start getting some sluggishness there. I go into the chest area. You are getting energy there. But because I have this energy restriction in the thyroid area, then what I'm getting is you're getting energy down through the body, but it's more like a trickle instead of it being that real flow of that chi, the way that it's designed to flow, which is like the Mississippi River. I go into the fourth chakra in the chest area. I've got energy flowing. I go into the third chakra, which is stomach, gallbladder, liver, pancreas, adrenals. You notice I'm slowing down a little bit. The kidney area, and then it goes into the spleen. I'm getting congestion in there, so I'm going to stop at that point in time and ask some question. Are you working with someone, sweetie, on your digestive tract and your metabolism?
It's been a while since I have. I haven't done that in a while.
Okay. When was the last time you had your thyroid tested?
Supposedly I had it tested in December, but I'm just not real sure.
Okay.
I got what I needed.
Okay. You are within that standard medical range. So there wouldn't be anything that a doctor would alert you for that we need to look at things, but you are on the low side. And what that means is that your metabolism is slowing down. It doesn't feel like it's as much hormones with the aging process as it just does is the thyroid just feels lazy to me. And as a result, you're not getting that oxidized glucose that's giving your cells what it needs in order for you to eat. The reason I had asked about working with someone, I can actually pick up some adrenal fatigue in you. And are you feeling tired? Am I on track?
Yeah.
Okay. So your adrenals are producing, but they're not producing enough of the hormones that are needed to keep it, the cells in that area functioning properly. Do you work with a naturopath or someone?
No, I don't.
Okay. There are some things that you could do from a dietary standpoint that would take some of the pressure off of your digestive system that would give you the ability to absorb the foods that you're eating. You feel like you do have a good diet, so I can't come in and go, oh, my gosh, we need to just get rid of a whole bunch of things. You do feel very mindful about what you put in your mouth, but it doesn't feel like you're getting the full benefit of what you're putting in your mouth. I can feel some vitamin deficiencies there. I've got magnesium. That may be what's tied to muscle. I've got some potassium. That may be tied to, it feels like the metabolism. I keep picking up a heart, sporadicness in a heart. I know that sounds big and scary, and I don't mean it that way, but it just feels like every so often your heart just kind of slows down and then speeds up. Is that true?
Maybe.
Okay. I'm going to come back to that maybe in a moment. But some of the things that you could do, are you doing any
B12? No, I'm not, but I could.
Okay. Yep. Why don't you look at that? If you could find a nutritionist or a naturopath or an integrative doctor who also uses different herbs and different things to be able to help you, that would help with the adrenal fatigue that I'm picking up. That's going to help all of your cells feel like you're functioning better. When I get through that third chakra, that stomach area, it's like I get this little trickle down into the lower part of your body. So I'm not getting a lot of energy in that part of the body, and that can feel like some sluggishness in your legs, the movement. The best way I can describe you, honey, is you're like a racehorse, aren't you? You like to go, don't you?
I like to, yeah.
Yeah. You like a lot of movement. You like to be able to engage in a lot of activities.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not yourself right now, are you?
No, I kind of thought it was stress.
It is. And that stress has, over the course of time, and the emotional pattern associated with it that over the course of time has just got your cells tired. And the thyroid is part of metabolism. It's part of the energy burning, part of this, the way that we oxidize glucose, as I said. The liver, the pancreas are part of the digestive aspect of it. The adrenals, if they're tired, sweetie, we're just plain tired. That really is due to stress. And so there's things that you can do from nutrition. There's things that you could do, mindful meditation. There are things that you can do that can just put your mind in that quiet little swaddling blanket clothing type thing, and it can help you get back in your body to where you feel like yourself again.
What is it on the thyroid that should be done?
In that particular case, you're just low, sweetie. And what we can do is if we deal with the adrenals and get them working the way they're designed, meaning let's support them. Let's look at it through food. Let's look at it from a meditation standpoint. Let's go in and see if we can ferret out that emotion, which is worry that I'm picking up with you. What can we do to get you out of that worry state? And then all of those things are going to help your thyroid. There's nothing, honestly, sweetie, I couldn't even recommend, I'm not to diagnose because I'm not a medical doctor, but to send you to a doctor and do the thyroid, they're going to say it's fine, because it is technically. But I think if you worked with a naturopath or a nutritionist, what they could do is maybe use something, probably a naturopath, honestly, could do something that could give you something naturally, maybe a diet plan or supplement that could help boost your thyroid, and then you'll start feeling like yourself again.
Okay. And the what about the vaginal area?
Yes, that has to do with candida. That's part of the dynamics of the digestive aspect of it. Now, it isn't just candida. There's some things, so we're going to probably get a little bit personal. I don't mean to do that on the air.
It's fine.
But are you considering a hysterectomy?
I've had one in 99.
Wow, I did not know that. So let me ask why.
I had fibroids. And
yeah, you did.
And the doctor wasn't treating it the way it really should have been treated.
Yep. So I'll tell you what, I did not pick that up. And because I'm getting so low energy, and it's not to justify that I didn't, sweetie, but it's to give you a picture. I'm getting such a low energy drip from that third chakra abdomen into the second chakra aspect of the small intestine that I honestly couldn't even feel whether you had a uterus or not, other than I needed to ask the question, are you considering one? That was the only way I could go back up and go, what is going on with this? So we're not getting a lot of energy down into that pelvic area. That can have to do with nerves. It can have to do with the lower back. Do you work with anybody with energy, doing energy work on you? Do you do Reiki?
Yes. I've started doing Reiki, but with all the that's happening around me, I've been letting that go.
Okay. Understandable. And don't hold yourself hostage, and don't feel bad, and don't worry about it, please. It's just your brain is fixated. It's fixated on what's going on in my body. What's going on? You feel like you're kind of in a bomb shelter. What's going on? That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
So doing Reiki, if you would do Reiki and work on the first chakra down in that pelvic area, the fifth chakra in your throat, and the seventh chakra at the crown of your head, and do Reiki to open up those three chakras, then I'm not going to get the congestion of the energy. And you can start on any one you want. It doesn't make it, you don't need a pattern to it, sweetie. But if you wake up, it's like, oh my gosh, I feel like I've got this, you know, something stuck down between my legs, then do your start it there. Or if, you know, I've got a kink in the neck, whatever it is, just start where you want. And the Reiki will help this flow. And that's going to take a lot of pressure off of that first chakra.
Okay, and I've had this, like I say, that redness and irritation and burning, and I can't seem to get rid of it.
I think that's going to happen when we get in and we get the yeast overgrowth, this imbalance that's going on, this acidity in your body. That's going to help. So I need to say something to you. This is not vaginal herpes. I don't know why I needed to say that, but I did. It's not vaginal herpes. I don't know why I needed to say that. I just needed to give your brain something to tell it is not this. But what I would look at doing is work with a naturopath on that as well, and they will be able to help stabilize the pH and be able to help you with some things that you can do, maybe some topical creams or some things that you can do internally and some flushing or something.
Okay, because I just I bought myself some olive leaf extract.
Perfect.
And I bought like six bottles of it.
Just don't take it all at once, sweetheart.
No, it said like about six or seven tablets.
Like I said, sweetie, you're like a racehorse. You like to just go, and heck, if six bottles is going to do it, let's do it.
Well, I got such a good deal on it. I said, well, you know, I'm going to be on this a while, you know.
Well, actually, that's good. A great place for your intuition, a great place to start. That's going to help that area, the skin in that area. It's going to help with the way that we absorb things into the body. It's going to help the liver. It's going to help, honey. Good call.
Yeah, and I have a small mass in my liver, or it was diagnosed back in about 2000.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see about that?
It's just a little small mass in your liver, sweetie. It's just the way I would look at it is very similar to those toxic dump sites that you had in the cyst, those fibroids in your uterus. That's what it is.
It's, okay.
So what did they diagnose it with?
Well, he said it looked like just crowded normal cells.
Yep, just like a little fatty place.
And he said, you know, we'd watch, and I haven't gone back in a long time because he went overseas.
Yeah. Yeah, find yourself someone that you can work with, sweetie, and what they'll do is they'll find that they're just going to be able to connect all the dots for you, and that will get you in a place where you feel like you have a plan, you feel like you're moving forward, and then you can feel like that racehorse again to me. So, well, Sandy, I hate to cut you short, sweet. I've got to take a break right now. Oh, you are so welcome. You thank you for calling me, and you have a wonderful day. So let's go ahead and take a very quick commercial break. I'm going to be back and talk a little bit more about what can we do in 24 hours to be able to live longer. I'll be right back.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Well, welcome back. If you're just joining me, the topic of today's show is living longer and the simple things that you can do in just a 24-hour period to improve your health, help your cells work more effectively and efficiently, and then also reduce the stress in your life. The key word that really creates the greatest wear and tear on the cells in the human body is the word stress, because what that stress does and the inundation of the chemistry imbalance in the body, those cells are like they're drowning all of the time, and they're still working there. That's the way they're designed. But what happens is our cells actually age more quickly than at any part of the body. So that's something for us to be able to think about. Also, I wanted to let you know Mother's Day is just around the corner, so if you haven't got your gift yet, you might want to go to my website, www.ritberger.com. That's RITBERGER.com, and check out my Soulful Connection bracelets. They're a great gift to give anyone that you have a soul connection with. And they're a great Mother's Day gift. I have 19 different colors that are available. So if your mom has a special color, or if you're a mom and you have a special color, buy yourself one. But what this charm, this bracelet does is it has 13 charms on it. Each charm has a message and has a lot of energy associated with it to remind us of the different things that we can do to be able to stay connected with our soul and to deepen that soul connection with the people, we love and who are in our lives. So just go on my website, www.ritberger.com. And then what you do is on that moving banner on the top of the homepage, you will see a slide that says Soulful Connection Bracelets. Just click on it. It'll take you to the page. You can see all of the colors that are available. And if it's something that moves you, you can order them right online. And those bracelets will be made. In fact, I make them as I design them, but I make them and my husband joins in, and we just do a lot of ceremony and creating those bracelets and energizing those charms. And it's a wonderful way for me to be able to deepen my connection with you. Also, a dollar from every bracelet that is sold goes to Feed the Hungry. And so not only will you be connecting with your soul or connecting deeper with someone else's soul, you'll be helping deal with a lot of this famine and this hunger that we have going on in the United States and throughout the world. So just go to my website, www.ritberger.com. So brief recap, what I talked about is starting very early in the morning, whatever that may look like to you. You want a 7-minute light yoga workout. That stretching, the quietness of yoga calms the body, gets that body in that stress free mode to be able to begin the day, and then you actually can deal with the challenges of the day more effectively and with less stress. Always eat breakfast. That's one of the things we sometimes miss, but always eat breakfast. And what we want to do is breakfast is great not only for the cells to give them the energy they need through the day, but they also help, breakfast helps with the wrinkles. So I had mentioned that both oatmeal and eggs are very, very good. And then I talked about taking a snack about 10 o'clock in the morning, where you snack on berries or something that is not real high sugar content. But what it does is it fuels your cells to get through the lunchtime and then also helps them through the rest of the day. So snack on berries or something that you can, maybe a green apple or an apple or something like that. A half is all you need, and that will help you. And then, so now we're at lunchtime. So let's, before we start going into lunch, how about if we just take a very quick 15-minute brisk walk outside? Outside is the kind of the key word, because nature, the energy, the vibration of nature is very, very important for the well-being of the mind and the body. So what we want to do is that brisk walk before we do lunch, what's going to do is it's going to stimulate the muscles. It's going to get rid of any toxin buildup in the muscles from the morning. If our job is such that we sit a lot of time, we actually lose muscle mass as we age. And what that does is it leaves us weak, and then our bones become vulnerable. And so what we want to do is that we want to really do that vital, what I call that vitality or that vigorous workout at the end of the day, not before bed, but at the end of the day. But just go for a quick walk, and then what that's going to do is get you out in the sun. Vitamin D is a wonderful way to be able to help keep those cells happy and healthy and get rid of the toxin in the muscles, keep them loose and limber, and keep your body moving all day long. Then what you want to do is you want to take a break about 3:30 again. I put a little something in your mouth. That little something can be iced coffee. Maybe it's another form of snack. If you don't have a nut allergy, maybe it's having a few nuts, maybe with some dried cranberries in it. There's things that you can do, just a light snack. And one of the things that is really, really helpful is using the herb astragalus. And what that is it's used in Chinese medicine for thousands of years. And what that does is the compound of it can actually affect the telomere length of the cells. And what that can do is it can help those cells stay younger. So you could put some of that as an herb in your tea. you could do something where you maybe take a capsule form of it. And then what you want is that it gives you that boost. It helps your cells and keep them younger. So now we're down to dinner time. And when it comes to dinner time, one of the best things that we can do is we can eat fish for dinner. And because what fish does is it's good for the brain. Twice a week, try servings of oily fish such as salmon, tuna, or sardines for dinner. The omega-3 fatty acids associated with these oily type of fish actually helps boost our memory. And so what we want to do is we know as we age, and I'm not sure when that really, I go study after study. Aging from a memory standpoint can start as young as 30, and we become really aware of it at 50, and by 60 we can't find our keys, and at 70 we don't care about the keys, we just want to remember names and where we're going. So eating fish twice a week, we've found for dealing with Alzheimer's, that episodic memory loss that's associated with dementia, we have found that eating fish, oily fish, twice a week really helps us keep the cells of the brain in a working mode to where they are working optimally and efficiently. So that's something that's very, very important. So we need to feed the brain. So what we do is that, this is a part that if I have any male listeners, they're going to love it, and female listeners as well, but male listeners, is that sex is very important to the longevity. It's very important to cells. So if you are with a partner, please don't let a week go by that you don't experience that intimacy and that closeness that we have with the loved one, because what we know is that people who have sex at least twice a week actually live 10 years longer, 10 years longer than people who don't have sex twice a month or are just at a place where there's no sex in their life. So I know as we age, there's a lot of dynamics that take place that certainly contribute to not being able to maybe do it twice a week, but once a week, if possible, would really be very, very healthy for the body. And one of the things that we also know that can be done with dinner, it also sets the tone for making love and everything, is just a small glass, 4 ounces of red wine, actually stimulates the vascular system, gets the body in a relaxed state. And then what we do is we can actually come in and we can help the heart while we're helping the entire body with making love. And then what we do is the most important thing we hear over and over again is hit the sack early. And that means a lot of times we have to reset our internal clock. And one of the things that I've certainly become aware of is after a very busy day and I want to work on a book or I want to work on something, I tend to sit down at the computer at 9 o'clock at night thinking, okay, things are quiet, that's slowed down, the phones aren't ringing, I'm not having readings or anything, and I'm working until 12 or 12:30, and then I start my day usually by 6. Well, that is not enough time, and I certainly have felt the effect of not getting the proper sleep. So what I plan to do is I turn the computer off no later than 9 o'clock, and then what I do is I have a relaxed evening doing something else that I enjoy. But I literally am having to reset my internal clock and my circadian rhythm to be able to help my cells get the rest they need, detox the way that they need in that sleep state. So very, very important that we get that sleep cycle. And the best sleep that comes to the well-being of the cells of the body are between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. That's when the highest level of melatonin is actually circulating through the brain. And what that means is that we're not fighting that natural sleep cycle of the body to be able to detox, repair, and restore itself. So very, very good. The other thing that I didn't put in there is if you could do a 20-minute power nap in the afternoon, that's also very good. The other thing that I encourage and that is just good for the soul, the mind, and the body, and that is to laugh. And if you don't have anything to laugh with, you've got a phone, you may have an iPad, you may have a computer in front of you, then put on something that's funny that makes you laugh. But laughter a day literally keeps the doctor away. It's kind of like that old analogy of an apple. So there really are a lot of things that we can do on a very, very short burst cycles and within 24 hours. And then those small things are the things that add up to the big things. Most important is proper maintenance of your cells. That's going to help you live longer, to feel younger, and to keep those wrinkles and a lot of the aging from the wear and tear that happens. It's going to keep it a bay, and you're just going to feel a lot better. I want to jump right in now, and I want to take a call. Hi, Sharon. How can I help you, sweetie?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you, Carol. Really appreciate the show. It's really interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah. Listen, I was calling because I have fractured a tooth, and it's going to have to come out because it's split all the way up. And I usually don't take antibiotics. I do have some essential oils and an infrared dome, but I know the last time I did that, it did heal, but it took a long time. And so I'm not sure what, I mean, because I have had candy, and I know I could double up on the acidophilus, but I just thought I'd kind of check that out with you.
Yeah, there's a couple things, sweetie, is that if you're offered a prescription of antibiotics, get it.
Okay.
And keep it in your cupboard. And the reason that I say that is that the reason that the tooth fractured in the first place was the weakness in that inner pulp part of it, not only just the enamel, but I can actually pick up that you've got some plaque buildup around it, but I can also pick up a very slight low-grade infection deep up around the root itself. Good that the tooth is going to come out. I also want to say good that the tooth got fractured, that it needs to come out, because it almost feels like it was maybe a root canal waiting to happen.
Yeah.
And in that particular case, then what can occur or may occur is when they actually go in and they pull it, what they're going to do is they're going to release that bacteria to the point where it may overwhelm the body to a point where you just may need an antibiotic.
Okay.
And I don't know that, honestly, but I can pick up this, and it just felt to me like if we just had that on the shelf available and you start building your immune system up and maybe even doubling up in some of the things, that that could be an option. And if you don't need it, woohoo. If you do, then it won't take your body as long to deal with it. One of the things I can tell you is you don't need a super high-performance kick-it-in-the-you-know-what antibiotic.
Yeah.
We just need something that, honestly, you know, 2 or 3 days of a light dosage, I think, will give you what you're looking for, should that be the route you need to go.
Okay.
So if you, when you're talking to the dentist, you know, explain that you don't do antibiotics and you really don't want the big guns and you just want something in case something happens and you're going to try to do it this way, and keep the dentist and, you know, share all that. And then what the dentist can do is be more mindful of what they'll write as far as a prescription.
Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense. I didn't even think about telling him that. And then as far as cleaning it out, I know there's certain ways that they're supposed to really go down deep. I don't know all of that, but he's a fairly experienced oral surgeon, so hopefully that won't be a problem.
No, what they'll do is they have to pretty much prepare us for all of the possibilities. There's a couple things. Is that it feels like it's going to come out easier than anticipated. What they will find is they will find a little bit of this, I'm going to call it gunk, that is at that part of it. There will be a little bit of removal and scraping that's going to take place. That's the part that could have the biggest potential for that bacteria to be released into the bloodstream. That's why just having it there.
That makes sense. That makes so much sense. Okay.
Yeah.
And it, I have a quick question. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had chronic fatigue, and I haven't been working for over 15 years. And I am, other than this tooth, I really am doing well. And
you are.
Yeah, I am. And there was my friend, Shamwell, who started a clinic, and I was supposed to work there. But that, there's a lot of issues there. But there was also a job that was just part-time doing pregnancy screening for teenagers, and then they give them the counseling, and it was just 2 days a week. And I wondered how you felt about that for me.
Boy, that fits really well for you. And the reason it does, whether that works out or not, that direction is it helps you express the compassion that you naturally have a lot of inside of you. There's a gentleness about you that would be very valuable. It's a lot of the same, shares the same value systems that you have and how you would like to live your life and what is important. The wellness center part of it with that is that it isn't that that won't work. It's just that when we enter into those places, where we're going to be doing healing work, we don't necessarily enter into those situations where we look at people's value systems. We just, it's like, oh my gosh, it's a bunch of healers. We get together. This is going to be great. We're going to pool all of our resources to be able to help people exactly who you are. But we don't go in and often walk in looking at it and almost interviewing and talking to the people to see not what their healing skills are, but what are their value systems? You know, asking questions like, you know, what is your real desire in helping people? You know, where do you want to do you? And listening to what they say. And your intuition is going to tell you, while they're great people, and I don't mean to undermine that, if their values don't match you, you're going to get drained. And if you go back and you look at the chronic fatigue and you look at when it happened and what you were doing, you were in a hotbed of turmoil that didn't match your values, sweetie.
Yeah, that's true, in the hospital. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And, you know, changes all around, and you're good with changes. But it's just, you know, if things are being done that goes against your grain, we just are living stress 24/7, 365. And our little adrenals start getting tired, and then the metabolism changes, and then, you know, it feels like we have something to say, but then we go into that psychological part. It's like, well, what good will that do? Nobody's going to listen. And the teeth are very, very, much a part of that psychological aspect of who we are. And the tooth that you're working on is a tooth, in the way that I lay it out, is worry. You worry. And if you worry about doing things right and the value system's different, then you worry even more.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So
we had our own personal issues and different spiritual values.
Absolutely. And those spiritual values, and, you know, this clinic that you're talking about 2 days a week, gosh, you ought to be able to handle that. You've done a lot of good things. You'll retrain your cells, retrain your body to where you'll have the energy to do that. It's right within your spiritual value and being able to be of service and share that compassion. It's a good match, sweetie. Whether that particular arena works out or not, that is a good match for you overall for you to explore.
Oh, great. Oh, thank you so much, Carol.
You are very, very welcome. Thank you. So what I want to do is I just want to wrap up a little bit on what we can do from that 24-hour period. You know, I couldn't believe that I forgot about the laughter. Very best medicine, as I said. The most important thing to remember with all of the health and well-being of the body is to take care of the proper maintenance of those cells. And when you have a plan, keep it simple. You know, one of the things, planning is absolutely great. We plan our day. We plan our task. We start our day. We may even end the day with an entire to-do list for the next day, that plan of action of what we're going to do. But what you might also want to do is at the end of the day, when you're looking at all of the things that you want to roll over to the next day or that you need to take on, why not look at a 24-hour plan to give your cells what it needs? And that means starting out in the morning before those, you know, once those feet hit the floor, thinking in a mindful way of your cells, and then doing these little snippets. I mean, a 7-minute you know, light exercise, a 15-minute walk, feeding the body the way it needs, getting the sleep that you need. All of those are little tiny things that go a long way in being able to keep the body healthy. And it's not so overwhelming like trying to figure out, okay, well, I'm going to do an hour of vigorous exercise in between, you know, getting my kids to bed and doing the things or wrapping up my day or doing the dishes. Oh, my gosh, it's 9 o'clock. When am I going to do that? One of the things that I personally, knowing the energy of the body and the cells, the way they work, start doing a vigorous exercise at 9 and 10 o'clock at night. While it can be helpful for the muscles, and maybe getting rid of some of the toxin, it is going to change your entire sleep cycle. And what it's going to do is it's actually going to hinder the repair of the cells instead of helping them. So just be mindful of yourself. You're just a bunch of little cells running around that are designed to do exactly what they need. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I love sharing information like this. If you have a suggestion, send me a suggestion of a radio show. I'd love to research it. You can listen to this in the archives. Light and love. Have a great week. I'm going to see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to the Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.riteberger.com. See you soon.